This is Akashvani, the news read by Sunil Verma. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will inaugurate the first edition of the Seoul Leadership Conclave at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi in a short while from now. Bhutan's Prime Minister Dasho Sering Tobge will deliver the keynote address as the guest of honour. Our correspondent reports that the two-day Seoul Leadership Conclave will serve as a premier platform where leaders from diverse domains like politics, sports, arts and media, the spiritual world, public policy, business and the social sector will share their inspiring life journeys. The School of Ultimate Leadership is an upcoming leadership institution in Gujarat designed to enable authentic leaders to advance the public good. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will also inaugurate the 98th Akhil Bharatiya Marathi Sahitya Sammelan at Vigyan Bhavan in New Delhi this evening. This comes as the government has granted Marathi classical language status. The event, which will be held from the 21st to the 23rd of February, celebrates India's rich culture and heritage. It will host a diverse array of panel discussions, book exhibition, cultural performance and interactive sessions with eminent literary figures. 5,000 literacy lovers will be expected to participate and celebrate Marathi culture and literature. Noted writer Dr. Tara Bhavalkar will preside over the convention, becoming only the sixth woman to do so in its 128-year history. Delhi government has decided to implement the Ayushman Bharat health insurance scheme. Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta said this while briefing media after chairing the first cabinet meeting of the newly sworn-in Delhi government yesterday. She said that Ayushman Bharat scheme, along with top-up of 5 lakh rupees from Delhi government, has been approved unanimously and it will be implemented at the earliest.
आयुष्मान योजना जो इससे पहले की सरकार ने रोक रखी थी कि पहली कैबिनेट मीटिंग में ही हमने अपनी ओर से आयुष्मान योजना दिल्ली में जो टॉप अप के साथ 5 लाख का टॉप अप जो हम दिल्ली सरकार की ओर से देंगे और 5 लाख रुपए केंद्र सरकार की ओर से दिया जाएगा उसे सर्वसम्मति से पारित किया है.
She also announced that 14 CAG reports will be tabled in the first sitting of the assembly. Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar has said that mental disturbances in the form of anxiety and depression have emerged as a critical medical challenge. Addressing the Global Conference of Meditation Leaders in New Delhi today, Mr. Dhankar emphasized that meditation emerges as a beacon of hope in coping with mental health issues. Lauding the event, Mr. Dhankar noted that the conference aligns with the United Nations mission of sustainable development. He added that the relevance of the gathering resonates with the ancient wisdom of Vasudhaiva Kutumbakam. Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda has said that out-of-pocket health expenditure has declined from 64% to around 39% in the last 10 years. Addressing the 12th edition of the International Health Dialogue 2025 in New Delhi, Mr. Nadda said the Pradhan Mantri Jan Arogya Yojana, along with the services provided under the National Health Mission and other schemes, has led to the decline of out-of-pocket health expenditure. Mr. Nadda said around 40% of the country's population is covered under the scheme. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that peace and stability in the West Asian region is vital for the entire world. Speaking at the G20 Foreign Ministers Meet at Johannesburg in South Africa yesterday, Dr. Jaishankar emphasized on the need for more plurilateralism to plug global deficits. India's agricultural exports have seen unprecedented expansion, with many products making their way to international markets for the first time. This expansion is empowering farmers, boosting rural incomes and putting India's rich agricultural heritage on the global map. In a significant milestone for the country's agricultural exports, India successfully sent first ever shipments of premium Sangola and Bhagwa pomegranates to Australia. The fibre and mineral-rich dragon fruit was also exported to London and Bahrain. And in the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian women's team will be looking to turn their campaign around as they will take on Germany at the Kalinga Hockey Stadium in Bhubaneswar, Odisha this evening. And that is the